Okay, we were talking about making money. Now, would you explain, so you get the, you put the ashes in a sack, you said?
Yes, put them in a flower sack or something if you want to. Is that if you didn't want to be worried washing it so much, you know? And you put in that sack, it'll boil and that, and you won't have to wash it as much, but some folks just put them on in there with it. And that's where you get the life from, you know, out of those ashes. Mm-hmm. And he make good home to come to.
Then you put the lye out of the ash in the pot?
You put that ashes in the pot with that sack. Mm-hmm. And that's where the lye comes from in that, out of the sack.
I see. You boil the sack with the ashes. I see.
Boil it till the cone get on ready to wash, you know. Uh-huh. Then you get out and wash it, then put it back on, let it cook down.
I see. Did you ever hear of anybody who would put something to bake in the fireplace and cover it with ashes?
I call it ashy cake.
Did you used to have that?
Oh, no, you had that a minute day.
Is that right?
Oh, Lord, yes, sir.
People tell me that used to be awful good.
It was something.
It had a good flavor from
it
the
It did, that homegrown meal, you know. Uh-huh. And get you some ashy cake, some ham, meat you eat. Mm-hmm. Well, I've done that many days. My mother used to get that fireplace clean, you know, sweep it off right good, and everything, and get that ashy cake fixed like you want it. Have a water in a pan, you know, keep on putting a hand in that water, you know, and put the ashes cake up under there and let it dry out before you put the ashes on it. You see? Let it dry good so the ashes won't go in it, you know.
Oh, I see.
You see? When it gets dry from that fire, then she bring the ashes and put on there. When you get it out, unless you wash it, and that's it clean and it didn't be in it. Mm.
So you got the flavor of the ash.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, that sounds good.
I had them in a day.
People don't make that anymore.
No, sir, they don't do it. Uh-huh. I'd like to get some of that now. Home ground meal, I'd like to have it.
When you first got electric in the house, what did they call these things that are burning? Didn't you call them? Electric bulbs. Uh-huh. They didn't used to say electric lamps. They always said just bulbs.
Yes.
When you were a boy, you used to get light from a lamp.
Tin lamp, we called it.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Would you explain that a little bit more?
How you get it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I had a little tin lamp, you know, and then sometime you had another lamp with a chimney on it. Mm-hmm. You see, a bigger lamp with a chimney, and the little tin lamp was smaller. He just didn't know chimney on it. Mm-hmm. And that big lamp had a chimney on it. But those tin lamps, you could see them. I don't see why I hit that way. You can't hardly see with one now. But at that time, you could see all you want it to look like in the house there. That's a tin lamp.
I suppose it's the way
lamp oil.
Oh, I see.
That's what it's burning.
I suppose it's what your eyes get accustomed to, don't you?
Yes, and that's what it was. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I want a tin lamp.
Did your wife ever have any flowers in the house?
No,
any flowers?
No, she didn't have any. There's some in the yard there. Yeah.
And what did she grow in the yard? Do you happen to remember any of the names?
Yes, we call some called them flowers back in town. Used to have some flowers called deer tongue.